Hello, people of Earth, or anyone listening. I have a very special segment to start off with on my very first episode of Freddy Adams' podcast. Hope you enjoy.
It's a baby Iverson. We shoot threes. We shoot little dykes.
Yo, what's good? It's Hefe, a.k.a. one and only
17-year
drug dealer
with the cat.
It's Big Fredo, aka Fredo, I fuck your bitch and rob your money. Okay. Alright, we getting it started in the second ever episode of Fredo's podcast.
With my first segment of my first podcast, the first thing I'd like to speak about is entrepreneurs. I spent a good majority of my day and last couple of weeks just thinking about what type of entrepreneurship ideas I could get to my own head. And I've thought of some really great ones. Maybe buy a $2,000 camera and start doing wedding photography. Maybe get a couple vending machines, place some food products in there, overprice them a little bit and try to make a couple bucks profit. Maybe buy and resell game on Amazon. Honestly, what I've learned from researching all of these is you have to put the work in. If you don't put the work in, you won't get the results. It's easy to say, oh, I only made $3 or $4 off of that, and then just quit or act like you deserve more. But if you stick to it, and then you buy that same product multiple times, sell it multiple times, you have passive income coming in. No matter how low it is, it's still passive income, which is great. With this segment, I'd just like to give a little summary of the players that I am rooting for and the teams that I'm rooting for this year. And the guys I'm just looking to hope have big seasons. All right, I'll start off with my top three. And my top three NFL players at the moment currently consist of Julio Jones, Patrick Mahomes, and Philip Rivers. Yes, Philip Rivers. These guys, to me, they just stand out. Whenever I watch them on TV, their game just pops out like crazy compared to everyone else's. They have good charisma, and they just, I don't know, there's something about them that just sticks out to me that I really enjoy. As the teams go, I'm really big fan of the Jets. We did just lose our starting quarterback due to mono. Be careful with the woman out here in New York. That could happen. But for better retrospect, I'm really hoping for a Philip Rivers big season this year. I know I say this about every year, and he has not gotten the job done yet, but I feel as if this really could be the year until I saw that Josh Gordon decided not to come in due to the fact he's not getting paid enough. A little bit more on that. I just know San Diego just doesn't like to pay its players for some weird reason, or goes through really long holdouts with the players in contract negotiations. I guess it's just due to the fact that they don't revenue as much money as some of the other teams in the league. Or maybe their owner just doesn't have as much money. But either way, I'm sure Philip Rivers will still throw his 4,000 yards, his 40 touchdowns, and just have an amazing season. They have some great wide receivers over there. But without Melvin Gordon, I really don't see them going very far. Patrick Mahomes, on the other hand, first-year starter, destroyed, just straight broke the NFL. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I honestly had a great week one, and I really do believe that he can continue up on a great sophomore season. Now my last favorite player, Julio Jones. And you know what? I'll throw one extra player in for you guys at the end. Julio Jones is the biggest freak in the NFL. 6'6", 4'3", 40, 40-plus inch vertical. What's not to like, honestly? You throw the ball the guy's way, he's going to catch it. Absolute monster. And my last and fourth, who just popped in my head while speaking. I absolutely love Derrick Henry. I love him. Not a big fan of Tennessee. Used to like Mariota. Hate him now. It's just the power that Henry runs with is just, it's so beautiful. It's amazing. Just running players over. It looks like they don't even want to try to tackle him. To everyone listening, I hope you enjoyed your very first episode of the Freddy Adamas Podcast, and welcome to the Freddy Adamas Podcast family.
Okay, we over here taking the deadliest bong hit possible.
Oh, Freddy on the podcast. Yo. If you listen to these ad-libs and these moles, it's disgusting.
You're doing the one-hitter.
One-hitter with the gang.
The big, what's it called? The to the dome. Like Michael Rapaport just said on his podcast. Anyway. I got another lighter. I need a good lighter so I can really...
What happened to his lighter? His lighter's there.
I got it.
He got the lighter.
Lit like Vic. Alright, pod. Does Corey... finish the whole bong pack, or does he not? Comment wherever you can fucking comment.
I'm good. What you got?
Oh, let me see something. Let me see what I'm doing. I feel like this is damn impossible. Wait a minute, what the fuck? This is WWW thingy. Stop killing yourself and let go of that smoke, my nigga, please. Come on.
Yo, if this shit is on, I swear to God, I'm dying. My nigga, let go of that shit an hour ago. What the fuck is wrong with you? Don't kill yourself on that shit. Shit's hard, bro. It's impossible. I honestly feel it's impossible because I'm pretty solid with the bong and this shit is disgustingly good. Yo, is this cleared out though?
No, man. It's not clear.
Nigga, dead.
I'm
trying
my best. I mean, it's clear, but it's not all the way.
Yeah, you heard that? Now introduce yourselves, though, again.
Alright, I'll
see you first. Well, I'm Oscar over here. We got Corey over here ripping the bong.
My name is Hefe F. Big Pockets.
Hefe Big Pockets.
Little Pockets.
Hefe F. Big Pockets.
Little pocket.
Fredo, I move a kilo a week on a slow day.
Yeah. First off, it's Hefe, aka the Immaculate
Fredo Fatwoods. Yo.
Oscar the Crouch.
You're retarded. Yeah, out. Yo, fucking. I'm about to bust this whole bong down one hit, no cap, no Capricorn, no rap cap. Yo, put the light on real quick though. That's not good looking. Nah, hit, bro. Did you have trouble inhaling the smoke once it was coming up, or was it shooting straight up for you?
No, I don't know. It's getting in my nose really. Man.
Mid sentence.
I try to get all the weed.
It's impossible. You know what it is? It won't. It takes too long to light. I feel. Like if I could, if I get a torch, and it's fucking.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You gotta get that little butane.
I don't like too much butane though. I feel like I can feel that shit.
The gas and shit, yeah.
Yeah, right? I hate that shit. It's so nasty, bro. Especially matches.
Oh, yeah. They're disgusting.
Bro, whenever I light... Yo, if you don't ever light a bong pack with a match, that shit is so gross.
I'm like, not even a blunt
is alright. A blunt is whatever.
Tin foil with matches.
Yeah, sometimes you have to scotch.
This is what you got the best editor in the game right here. Trust me, I got us.
Ain't about to.
Just in case.
So we started off. I think we were talking about the
If she your wife, is it more respectable to hit her?
First off, I see your wife is around driving you.
Corey, all right. So back to the story. And Corey, the woman in his life, the love of this nigga's life, son. On everything I love, bro. No cap.
Is about to match.
I mean, we just trying to figure out how you feel.
I mean, she was a cool bitch.
You want to go back over there and break up the wedding? Beat that nigga up? It's nothing. Me and Oscar with it.
Just
go beat the fucking.
I feel good for this.
I record a shit of you guys.
Yo, my nigga Corey, but Corey, take that nigga tux off him and put it on.
Niggas that ran through that bitch.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
About time someone did some nice.
Boom. That nigga gonna find out and be the sick.
The thousand.
Yeah, I'll be like this. Boom, nigga.
Beat that nigga up.
Yeah.
You gonna feel them. So I was gonna put him to sleep and then start punching on him after.
First though, she got that, he got that bitch on the
Alright, this is OG. That nigga is wild. He bought a what? What did he buy? This nigga making math specific, son. You wild. Oh, you hitting the ring? Is there ever a good scenario where you could hit a
wing?
I mean, this is tiny joke. It's not sarcasm if you gotta tell someone it's sarcasm, right?
I mean, what's your stuff with your breath?
Huh? That's a question. Let me see what?
Let me see.
Then you just have a lighter in your hand? This nigga.
True feed AD.
What the fuck?
This is your. Oh no, this is mine. Look at this, it has like a little curve on it.
Pretty much is cleared though.
Clear.
You want me to clear it? Shit is done. What?
Should have been cleared.
You gave me this weak ass lighter, nigga. You're like a bitch shit. Now trying to give me. That's the worst part. I have to wait for the whole thing to get on fire. Why didn't you give me the fucking good lighter?
I tried to. What the fuck are you doing?
Nigga, you literally tried not to give it to me after. I mean, what are you doing?
No, I know.
Look at this little ass flame compared to this flame. It's gonna take too long for me to light all the weed up. I could have easily bodied that whole little thing real quick. I mean. I could tell the difference when I was
stop hit. Fucking bitching.
I mean, damn, I could have cleared that though. I feel like I could have seen it. I seen it though. I almost had.
Where's the pool, man?
Bangiana. I was hungry. There's no point in me smoking no more. Hayak Kai. I'm fucking hungry. I want to get some food.
Gotta work. I'm gonna work. Take me up the street a little bit.
Honestly, it takes you up the street a lot. And so reasonable. It makes it reasonable. Actually, hell yeah, you crazy? You pretty much walk from your house. No, why? Oh, but you know you walk it to the fucking diner pretty much.
Yeah, I get or I can
which is like
in front of the pharmacy next to the ice cream spot.
Oh yeah, that one right there, that pharmacy right there. Yeah, I took that bus from there. Yo, so you take it right there, which is like two blocks up the block. And it takes you like two blocks from your house. I mean from your job. So you don't even walk
it. No, they won't go down the street.
They go on to Wine Inch Avenue.
No, they don't.
I started what bus are you taking?
Work! I want a block!
You roasted this shit. Here, come outside, get it. Shit.
Watch the fuck up, calm down. Shut up!
Stop looking. Oh, but we wild. Yo, will me get another beer, man? Hold on. Yo, Finn, get another beer.
First,
I'll
trade some stuff for some
wings. What about that? What the Finn, they got left over in the cut?
Oh. Yeah. That's some baby shit. This nigga, I hope that they hear this shit on the pod.
Huh? I hope this pod picking up this whole conversation. I'm dead.
Is it? What's the time on that pod? 10?
We're at a good 10. Alright, ready? Sports, weed, right. Or women?
Another bag, another penny. What's the best another type penny. Of bitches out there? What's the best race type of bitches? Not you, bitch. I say I like some black bitches, but then I like Spanish bitches. Spanish bitches are probably the best.
I guess it's really Spanish light-skinned women or white girls. Or like German white girls.
So you guys like crazy bitches.
I like light-skinned.
Yeah, what?
And white girls. Light-skinned shorties and German shorties. Preferably if I could have one of each. I guess that'd be ideal.
I'd rather have a
little tan skin.
Light skinned black bitch that grew up in the hood. Showing savage.
I like to have like
tatted, a light skinned bitch.
And then have a white bitch neck.
Yeah, to have a smart white bitch over here making a as a point. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, white girl.
Yeah,
white
you're wild. To support both come on. The other show you gotta support himself. Yeah, support me and the other children.
Oh, so you go. Don't go.
Why can't you want to have two white? America's the only place where we get shamed for that.
Yo, if you go to Arab country,
I can have five.
So much bread. Why do they have so much bread?
And they work for you? Cool. Like, do you have to work at that point? Can they just work?
So what's up, Bongo?
Are they even allowed to have a job over there?
What?
In these fucking Middle Eastern countries where there's like six wives?
Holy
that nigga's doing it right over there. They fucking
got jobs.
That nigga's laying the hand down.
They get appointed jobs and get paid bullshit bread. They run oil fields and collect that bread and sell it to America.
But why do they got five wives, though?
And then...
Do you see the benefits of that?
I know it.
I mean, they're pretty great.
I've been informed of the diet. The podcast is so cool. First off, what do you feel about the WikiLeaks? What do you feel about all the WikiLeaks?
Who's your second favorite team in the NBA?
What the fuck? My second favorite team.
What do you do every Sunday morning?
Wake up and drink some
smoke
beer.
Some weed.
Yeah. Smoke some
bacon.
Weed, then drink some beer.
Get some fucking bacon and
oh my god, bacon.
I don't even eat
cheese.
Breakfast like a true feed.
Nah, you
fuck. I start eating at
you
like
go back
12.
To sleep.
I wanted some
wings. Smoke up. A fat ass blunt. Go back to sleep.
Word.
Wake up again. Oh, it's time for another blunt.
I'm smoking to watch the football. Yo, you know that wings over? I mean, you know that red zone?
A quarter of a butt later, you're like, what the fuck happened?
What happened to all that wing?
That red zone just for the week. It's not even for the whole time. That 70 FAM.
Yo, let me get another
hand.
How much is it for the whole fucking time?
Like 3 something. Which I don't know how that is.
How does it even make sense?
If I get a discount, if you get the whole thing.
That's so lame.
That's too much, 7. I know, so I'm like, alright, maybe if it's like maybe the last couple and like.
The whole year.
35 is not that bad for like a little son of a gang, a little like brother. Going like, 30, 30. I mean, I could pick it.
I mean, it's pretty dope, but fucking.
I should have went to work.
We need to get the whole thing. Honestly, the whole thing just makes so much sense. It's like that for everything. Like, literally, I want to go to my gym and be like, yo, I'm paying the year off. And then just pay, like a quarter of it off, you feel me? What it would be, or like half of it off. They always make it a huge discount. Or I got 2 of your letters. Whose letters it is?
Yo.
Oh, yeah? I know who they was for a second.
I should both the ladder.
That's a good bet, dollar for? That's all. How many $2 on the arm?
What are we doing?
How many of your favorite munchie foods? Alright, we off the. It's Big Woods Fredo.
It's fucking F8F Big Pockets and F8F Fat Bombs. Little Pockets Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, P.